There's a church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier place in the bay. No spot is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the bay. Come, y'all help me. Welcome to Friday Night Live. We're glad you're here. Our guest tonight is Judy Quarles. I'm Bill Burns, your host. We're glad everybody's here. It's like a good crowd tonight at the Little Brown Church in the Bay. We've all been waiting for you to arrive to join us at Friday Night Live. Yeah. Y'all are a good bunch, and we're glad that you're here. Thank God for people that have got the energy and the gumption to get out and come someplace to get together and have fun, especially when it's to praise the Lord, and that's what we're here for. There are a lot of things you could do. Some people are afraid to get out. They think maybe that they're going to get bombed or something's going to happen, and I guess that's possible, but it ain't time to be afraid. It's time to sing. I said it's time to sing. Y'all hear me? All right. Well, it's time to sing our songs of victory. Praise the Lord with heavenly melody. There's a time and a season for everything, and I'm telling you right now, it's time to sing. The kingdom was surrounded by great armies on each side. No place to run, not a single place to hide. Oh, just hold some banner, there's just one thing to proclaim. He said, it ain't time to fight, it's time to sing. Well, it's time to sing our songs of victory. Praise the Lord with the heavenly melody. There's a time and a season for everything, and I'm telling you right now, it's time to sing. Now you can say you got faith, but it's so hard to tell when you feel more like crying from a cold dark prison cell. But old Paul said to Silas, I'm convinced of this one thing. It ain't time to cry, it's time to sing. It's time to sing our song of victory. Praise the Lord with a heavenly melody. There's a time and a season for everything, and I'm telling you right now, it's time to sing. In this world we're living in, the battle's raging hot. Some are in this fight to win, and some of us are not. Some have laid their crosses down for what this world can bring. But it ain't time to quit, it's time to sing. It's time to sing our song of victory. Praise the Lord with a heavenly melody. There's a time and a season for everything. I'm telling you right now, it's time to sing. There's a time and a season for everything. Telling you right now, it's time to sing. Boy, y'all sure are rowdy tonight. I'm glad you are. Some people think that Christian people are supposed to be all sealed up in a shell somewhere and trying to be holy and pious. And we are supposed to be holy, but we can have fun doing it. And I'll tell you what, nobody has more fun doing it than I do, because it's just fun to be a Christian. Sometimes it's hard to be a Christian, too. Not gonna try to con you and say that it's not, because sometimes it is. What you have to do is you got to have faith. Somebody said, how much you got to have? About like that. If I was holding a mustard seed up here tonight, you wouldn't be able to see the thing. It's so little. How do you know I'm not? Well,
I may not be, but anyway, that's how much faith you got to have. The Lord gave us a measure of faith, and he said, if you've got as faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and it'll be cast into the sea. Well, what power? The will of God is spoken. He's issued the decree. It caused a band of angels to leave heaven instantly. They've gone to move a mountain for a child of God in need, who had a little faith, no bigger than a tiny mustard seed. You can say unto this mountain, be thou cast into the sea, and before you pray, he's there to meet your need. For God is moved when righteous men start falling on their knees, and he can hear them praying fervently. With a little faith, no bigger than a tiny mustard seed. Are you listening out there? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? The throne of God just felt the touch of someone's infirmity. What someone loosed on earth, heaven confirmed officially. Armed only with the gospel, someone fell down on their knees. With a little faith, no bigger than a tiny mustard seed. You can say unto this mountain, be thou cast into the sea, and before you pray, he's there to meet your need. For God is moved when righteous men start falling on their knees. He can hear them praying fervently. With a little faith, no bigger than a tiny mustard seed. Oh, God is moved when righteous men start falling on their knees. He can hear them praying fervently. With a little faith, no bigger than a tiny mustard seed. Somebody was talking to me earlier in the night about, or earlier in the day, about some of the little nitpicking things that we get ourselves all upset about that have little or nothing to do with the gospel. Jesus had to deal with that. He was summoned one day to come to a meeting of some Pharisees who said, we have caught her red-handed. We have found a woman who needs to be stoned, and they really wanted to get him to come along and sanction what they were doing. And he got there, and it was just a little old lady. Well, she'd been around. She done had five husbands. No, that wasn't the one, was it? Yeah, it was too. Well, anyway, she was guilty of adultery. And somebody said she needs to die, so Jesus said, well, why don't you just cast the first stone? If you're the one that's perfect, you're the one that didn't ever make a mistake and you don't sin or anything like that, you do it. And, you know, those people were sure about, well, I just love people that knows everything. And boy, they thought they did, and they had her right where they wanted her. Jesus just reached down, he started writing in the sand, and you should have seen the cloud of dust, because when he looked up again, there wasn't a soul anywhere. There's been some conjecture about what it was he wrote down. Somebody said it probably was a list of her clients, and so they all had to leave. But I don't know about that. The Bible don't really say. But whatever it was that he wrote down, I really wish I had a copy. Her accusers all stood ready with their stones right in their hand, till Jesus reached down and wrote something right there in the sand. When he looked up again, there was nobody around. I wish I had a copy of what he wrote down. That's all we know, 'cause that's all it says in God's holy writ. But we feel for sure it ripped the mask off those old hypocrites. He knew no condemnation, not one accuser could be found. Oh, I wish I had a copy of what he wrote down. Oh, I wish I had a copy of what he wrote down. Each time I take a notion to put somebody down, I'd read it and I'd see just how foolish I sound. If I had a copy of what he wrote down, well, I'd hang one on the pulpit and a whole bunch on the pew, and I'd hang one in the office of that old head deacon too. In fact, I think I'd hang them all over this town. If I had a copy of what he wrote down, oh, I wish I had a copy of what he wrote down. Each time I take a notion to put somebody down, I read it and I see just how foolish I sound. I wish I had a copy of what he wrote down. I read it and I see just how foolish I sound. If I had a copy of what he wrote down. I'm Bill Burns, your host on the Friday Night Live. Our special guest tonight is Judy Quarles, and she's we just got through saying that in the world we live in, we don't have to find a Friday hole or hunt for a place to be safe. We just need to be safe in Jesus. And now she's going to come along and sing a song called "This World Is Not My Home." Well, it ain't mine either. When I used to live in East Texas, there was an old gentleman down there that used to say, "Won't you come over to the camp sometime?" And I said, "The camp? What do you mean?" He said, "Well, I'm just camping over there. He said, my home is in heaven. You hear what I'm saying?
This world is not my home. I'm only passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And I can't be at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know that I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what would I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't be at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know, 'cause I made it right with Jesus oh so many years ago. The song of sweetest praise on drifting back from heaven's door. And I can't be at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know that I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what would I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't be at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know that I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what would I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't be at home in this world anymore. And I can't be at home.
This time of my life, I know that the God that I serve, that I've been through enough to know that He is going to take care of me, that He is God, and He's interested in everything that's important to me, and I thank Him for that. I thank Him that He's faithful, even when I'm not.
When I first began to walk with the Lord, I did not really trust Him. How He longed for me to understand that I could. So His loving arms embracing me. I've been through enough to know He'll be enough for me. He's come through so many times,
could I ever doubt a God whose hands hold the universe? Why would I ever question His ability? There's no place that I can go when He doesn't know the things that trouble me. He's always aware of where I am and what I need. I believe Him now. After all these years, He's been so faithful. He's proven to be true. Nevermore will I doubt or question why, 'cause I've seen Him work before and I know.
That's Judy Quarles from Shreveport, Louisiana. I know you enjoyed that. If you like that, well, next time you have a chance to tune in Friday night live from Church in the Wildwood, you just do that. She just might be back. You can't tell about something like that. I thought so many times in the past few months, or in fact, it's almost been a year now since our country made a turnaround. People changed the way they did things. A lot of people did, and they started turning toward the Lord, and I personally am glad of that. But you know something? God's been in control the whole time. In case there's somebody listening to me that's concerned about the political correctness of what I'm saying, you know, it's kind of politically correct to be careful what you say. Well, I'm being careful tonight that I make sure you know that I'm talking about Jesus. Somebody said, you mean you believe in God? If I didn't, I'd be terrified. But I do, and I ain't a bit scared. The Lord is still here. And He's had His hand on our country, too. I'm glad He's still got His hand on the USA. Well, I really am. He never left for a minute.
You'll hear Him say hello to Hollywood if you're listening just right. And He's close by on the Louisiana Saturday night. He lives on Tulsa time. He knows the way to San Jose. I'm glad the man still has his hand upon the USA. He's always going back to Houston. He's got Georgia on his mind. He still makes it rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. He'd say, Kansas City, here I come, if they needed Him today.
glad the man still has his hand upon the USA. You can hear him in the whistle of a midnight Georgia train. You can feel his tender touch in the Smoky Mountain range. There's peace in the valley where his children are today. I'm glad the man still has his hand up on the USA. Well, he's been to Arizona, bought our beachfront property. He tied the yellow rose of Texas to the tall oak tree. If we get lost between the moon and New York City, he's the way. I'm glad the man still has his hand up on the USA. You can hear him in the whistle of a midnight Georgia train. You can feel his tender touch in the Smoky Mountain range. There's peace in the valley where his children are today. Glad the man still has his hand up on the USA. There's peace in the valley where his children are today. I'm glad the man still has his hand up on the USA. The good old U.S. of A. All right. Somebody asked me before this started tonight, what were we going to sing together? Because we like to do that. Some people call it a sing-along. I guess we're going to call it that too. But I want you to help me. And I'm going to do one that I feel like everybody that's here knows it, whoever you are, because we grew up in the church singing this song. This was a song they used to give for the altar call. And we can have one tonight if y'all want to. It's all right. Or if you who are listening decide to have one of your own right where you're at, you can. A lot of things in the world to make as your goal. But if there's one thing I want to make sure of, is that when Jesus passes by, I don't miss out. I think he's passing here tonight. I think he saw the need to pass by here tonight. And I'm not going to let him get by here without getting something from him. I'm not going to let him pass me by. Now, this song, the way you're supposed to sing it, is not the way I sing it. I sing it my way, and that's because I have a problem. I can't sing perfect. I have to sing like I sing. And this old song, I want you to sing it with me, but I want you to sing it the way I sing it. And I think you might like it anyway. It don't matter, but I think you might. Whatever you do, don't let it pass you by. Don't let Jesus come by and you miss out. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Y'all sing loud as you can, man. Why on others thou art called, calling, do not pass me by. I'm calling on you, Savior, hear my humble ride. Why on earth thou art called me? Not pass me by. Now, Lord, let me add a throne of mercy. Find a sweet relief. Lord, heal my wounded, broken spirit. Heal my unbelief. Even after the radio audience, I want you to sing with me. Savior. Savior, hear my humble cry. Why on earth thou art called? Do not pass me by. Do not pass me by. Oh, I don't see why everybody can't love Jesus. I just don't see it. It's been fun tonight, and if you can stick around for the next session of this thing, we've got some more singers. We didn't even get a chance to actually find out who all they are. If you're not here and you're somewhere else, it's good that you're at listening, but if you're listening and you're not too far away, and next time we do this, maybe you ought to just come on out and be with us, because I know you'll like it a lot better. I want to thank Judy Quarles for being here as our special guest tonight. We've enjoyed it. There's a church in the valley by the wildwood. No lovelier place in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the day. Oh, come. Thank you for being where you are and listening to us on Friday Night Live. Thanks to Judy Quarles for being our special guest. Thanks, Bo, for bringing her. Oh, yeah. To that little town church in the day, we'll all be praying that you will survive and come back to Friday Night Live.